10% chance of showers, high 80. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A special treat tonight. We have an eight-man contest. We're live at Unadilla Valley as it's the UV Storm taking on the Oxford Blackhawks. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. A special guest joining me is Tim Cutting has the week off. He actually has the next 2 weeks off. We have Evening Sun Sports editor Megan Schulz is back with us. She was with us last year for the Norwich girls basketball state quarterfinal game. Glad to have you back again.
Glad to be back. It's been a good time every time we've been on the radio together, and I can't wait for tonight's game.
Yeah, tonight will be fun, especially because these are two teams, two schools that you cover very heavily with your work at the paper over in Norwich, so you have to be excited for this one.
I am, and it's actually the second eight-man football contest I've gotten to go to, so I'm pretty excited for that fast-paced environment that both teams are planning on having, and we're just excited for that game.
We'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. We're live at UV tonight. It's an eight-man football contest. We'll also be keeping you up to date on the Sydney game there out of Dryden tonight, as well as all the other 11-man games that are happening tonight around the area. And, of course, we have Walton and Delhi tomorrow at 1:30 over on the Hill at DA. Set to be a good one there as well. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brand supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Evening Sun Sports editor Megan Schulz with us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Both teams lining up here for the singing of the national anthem. We'll have the UV Storm and the Oxford Blackhawks eight-man football tonight on CDO. It's set to be a great one here as it's our first eight-man game of the year. We were here last year for these two teams when Oxford defeated the Storm, and we're excited to watch these two again here tonight. So we'll pause for the anthem, and we'll be back here on the Butler Auto pregame show on CDO.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. We're live just outside of New Berlin tonight at Unadilla Valley Central School for an eight-man football contest between the UV Storm and the Oxford Blackhawks. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has two lots in Sydney, over 150 vehicles to choose from, and their goal is to never lose a customer over price. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So Nate Law alongside Evening Sun Sports editor Megan Scholes, and you know, got to be weird for these two teams. Oxford's only had one game. UV has not had a game yet this year, so really some early season football, even though 11-man wise we're in week four.
Yeah, and I was actually talking to Art Regas, head coach of the Unadilla Valley Storm, before the game, and he was saying that the Section 9 is already in week four. They started when everybody else started. For some reason, Section 4 doesn't want to let the 8-man league to start as soon as they did. So, next year, in the plans, of course, it's going to start at the same time. 11-man, 8-man, both going to start at the same time. They'll extend their season, and Art said even if they need to go down to Section 9 teams, they'll play them next year just to get a full schedule like the 11-man teams are.
Well, when you think about it, they've already been in school for a month, and just as a coach, what do you do at practice when you're just practicing for that long and you haven't seen anybody but yourself?
You know, I really have no idea, and the other thing that Art said was he specifically gave me a number, 28 practices without a game.
Oh.
28 practices without a game, and that right there, I would have no idea because I go crazy after two practices with the teams I coach. So, 28, I just can't even imagine. And, you know, last week with the unfortunate forfeit by Cooperstown, and that's the reason why UV didn't get a chance to get on the field. You know, Oxford does have a game under their belt, although they did lose it 50-20 over against Newfield.
Yep.
So, but it's still, you know, a local rivalry, so I think both teams will be ready to go.
Yeah, that was one that I was going to look forward to last week, was UV and Cooperstown. Again, unfortunately, Cooperstown had to forfeit that contest. So there's UV, another week of just practice. Now, they have had some scrimmages and such. And, in fact, one of the scrimmages turns out to be a little rough and tumble as Blaine Reifenberg breaks his wrist. But he does have it all wrapped up. Talk to him pregame down there. He's a big part of this UV offense and defense, and he's able to play since it was the non-throwing hand. So, boy, that's just kind of the luck they've had. First game, forfeit, one of your star players breaks his wrist, but hey, everything seems to be okay, and I'm sure they're ready to go here tonight.
Oh, I'm sure both teams are ready to go tonight, especially since Oxford came off that 50-20 loss, and I was talking to Steve Franklin about it, and the first-year head coach for Oxford, and he said, you know, it was, they moved the ball extremely well against Newfield. It was just three untimely turnovers in the first half. Which, I mean, honestly, what turnover is not untimely?
Sure.
But three untimely turnovers in the first half and one turnover on downs led to Newfield's first half 28 points. And Oxford started moving the ball a little bit more and more after the second half, and, you know, kind of cut the deficit in half, but couldn't quite come up with it.
UV is in the black tops tonight with the gold numbers and the purple pants. They also have the purple helmets here tonight. Oxford's in the road whites with the black pants, the red trim, and the red helmets as well. So both teams out with their captains at midfield. doing the coin toss here tonight. And we are all set to go for this eight-man contest. And Megan, real quickly, what are some of the differences that we're going to see here tonight in this game? If you're a normal listener and you're thinking, hey, what's the big difference between eight-man and 11-man besides the obvious minus three guys each side?
The tempo of the game, 100%. You have only eight people out on the field, so if you're able to get out to the outside, which a lot of runners are, there's a lot of speed on this field tonight. If you get out to the outside, it's, you know, pretty much to the house. So it's going to be pretty fast-paced, pretty high-scoring. You know, the field is the same size as a regular 11-man game. Nothing changes there, even though they could have shortened it down. I believe it was by 40 yards, but nobody voted on that in Section 4. So there is going to be a lot of open holes compared to 11-man that we're used to seeing. And there's going to be a lot of speed, a lot of fast-paced, high-tempo game.
I'm always told by a lot of the guys, I call them the old-timers that played, you know, eight-man in the old Tri-Valley League back in the 50s and 60s, that it was, I think, an 80-yard field. So, you know, that would make a little bit of a difference. And almost that, I believe they said it was skinnier as well, so not as wide. But so you put it on this full field, you know, they have a lot of room to run. We saw that last year. We did the game here between UV and Oxford. Xavier Cruz ran all over the place because he's just such a tough athlete. But he graduated, and we have some new faces on both sides here tonight. Oxford will receive. They'll be going left to right, so UV will kick off. As we get you set for this eight-man contest here tonight between the Storm and the visiting Oxford Blackhawks under the lights here tonight at UV. And so UV will kick off. Oxford will receive back at their own 20-yard line, and they'll look to bring it out to the 30, out to about the 32-yard line here for Oxford. Christian Bowers on the return, and we'll get our first look at the Blackhawks tonight. So you wonder if that one game, having that underneath their belts, is going to make a big difference here tonight.
It certainly could. I mean, like you said, well, how long can you practice without seeing another team before you're really ready to take the field against another opponent? And Oxford had that game last week. Yes, it did result in a loss, but there were a lot of good things that Coach Franklin saw out of that Blackhawks team last week. You know, he's got Alex Smith at quarterback this year, which was a position battle with a freshman to start, but Alex is under the center taking snaps today. So
Oxford in the shotgun. They're going to hand off on a first and 10. They'll bounce it to the outside right side up to the 35, 36-yard line here, and it looks like Paul Baker on the run, maybe good for 2 or 3 yards. And it looks like we'll see a heavy dose of the Smiths here tonight. We were joking about this pregame. I remember talking about it last year as well. Jake Smith, Alex Smith, as well as Brady Smith, all three for Oxford tonight.
And they're all in key position roles. You've got Brady in the backfield running with Alex Smith, who again is quarterback, and then you've got Jake Smith lined up out to the outside for a wide receiver, and he's a big target for the Smith-Alex under center.
It's going to be a second down and 7, and they'll run it to the far side here with Brady Smith, and he's lurching forward across the 40 out to about the 43, 44-yard line. Maybe just about a yard short of the first down, third short coming up. And so we'll see. You mentioned it before. One thing I noticed last year in watching my first eight-man game, if you could get past that first line of defense, boy, it opens up really, really quickly.
And a big difference that you see, you know, looking at statistics on an 11-man game, a lot of the time that defensive line is coming up with the majority of your tackles, but looking back at stats from last year and what happened last week with Oxford, it's a lot of your deeper guys, your secondary, that's making the tackles.
Third and 1 here. Smith's looking to run, and he's going to get caught in the backfield, ran right into the line, and the Storm just collapsed on him. Looked like Sam Toscano was leading the charge, and this will be a fourth down coming up. They couldn't pick up that 1 yard. So Oxford going to have to punt this one away, I believe, here on fourth down. Ball sitting at their own 37-yard line. And back deep for UV to receive is Kyler Butts. And this is one of the guys I'm excited to see here tonight, is Kyler Butts, a guy who did a lot for them last year and is just super athletic.
Yeah, looking back at his stats last year, he definitely had a lot of return yards, all-purpose yards. He was over, I believe, 700 all-purpose yards between kick returns, punt returns, passing, rushing.
This one takes a little bit of a funky bounce, and it's going to roll all the way to the 25. Looks like he had a chance to play it, but decided to let it go. Oxford will down it there, and we'll get our first look at the Storm here tonight, again, going right to left. So the Storm on offense, again, going right to left, the black tops, the gold trim, says Storm in gold lettering across the chest, the purple pants, and the purple helmet here tonight as well. So we will see who is in at QB. Looks like Butts is going to be in the QB position. In the shotgun, two wide receivers split out to the left and two to the right, waiting for the snap. We have 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless here between UV and Oxford. It's going to be a QB keeper for Butts. He'll lurch forward for just about 3 or 4 yards on the play.
Tyler Butts with keeper.
And so UV looking to get going here on offense. Their first chance of the year, as you said, 28 practices without seeing a real game. Of course, they've had some scrimmage action, but they're ready for this one tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with Blaine, if he was going to, Blaine Reifenberg, last year as the quarterback. Wasn't sure if they were going to put him in that situation.
Butts with the quarterback keeper again. He's going to bounce to the outside. Good for a first down across the 40 to the 45, lunging forward to the 47. Boy, that's going to be dangerous if they go with that all night because he's fast and he's not afraid of contact either.
No. When they first came out, I immediately thought, well, where's Blaine? Mm-hmm. Looking for him. Oh, they're running a Wildcat. But no, it looks like he's definitely going to be quarterback tonight. So
be interested to see. We talked about Blaine Reifenberg in our Butler Auto pregame show. Broken wrist, he has it all wrapped up. We actually saw it pregame. It's yoga mats with some tape around it and everything else that you would need. But we'll see how they get him going here tonight. UV's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We're scoreless between UV and Oxford in eight-man football tonight. 8:12 to go first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 8:12 to go first quarter. Nate Lowell and Megan Scholes with you tonight. Norwich Evening Sun sports editor, as we have this Oxford and UV battle, a battle of two MAC teams that we cover for all the sports across the board. Exciting for some eight-man football here tonight. Going to be a first and 10 as UV is right at midfield. Another QB keeper for Butts, but Oxford reading this one well. Dominic Brown busting through for the tackle there for the Blackhawks. That was some good pressure there to get through the line for Oxford. And, you know, they're playing without Brad Beckwith, who graduated. He's now playing Division III ball at University of Rochester. Just an absolute monster on the line. So I'm interested to see how they, you know, handle life without Brad Beckwith for sure. Second down and about 11 to go. They'll try to run it up the middle across the 50. Good for about 2 yards here for Mitch Merlo.
Yeah, it's going to be those two pretty much running the ball for UV tonight between Merlo and Butts there. Butts obviously taking the snaps under center with Breisenberg on the sidelines. That was the first time he handed it off tonight.
Yeah. Now that will hand it off again. Bouncing to the outside, UV here on a third and about five, and they can only pick up one. Let's see who the runner is off the bottom of the pile there for Unadilla Valley. Looks like that was Matt Bogdan. So the Oxford defense trying to hold strong. This is going to be a fourth down. They're across midfield. They're about the 47-yard line here, about fourth and three, I'd say. Butts is in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the left, two to the right. Nobody in the backfield besides Butts here. They're going to go for it with this good field position. 6:50 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless. Oh, Butts is going to punt this one away. Okay, nobody back to receive for Oxford. Takes a bounce at the 20, pretty much settles there, rolls down to about the 16. That's where UV will down it. So another interesting quirk there. If your quarterback's also your punter, never know what you're going to do. And maybe they set that up for later, too. Later, he could take off. You never know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And fourth down, you can, and short yardage, you can pretty much do anything there. But about the 50 gives a little bit of space and puts Oxford a little bit deeper in their end zone.
Another quirk to this game that is different, I think, than the 11-man game. Just kind of pull more tricks out of the bag, I think, with all this room out there. 6.5 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between UV and Oxford. Blackhawks had to punt off their first drive, and now they're in deep in their own territory, going left to right, ball starting on about their own 17. They'll try to take off and run with Alex Smith on a first and 10. He'll pick up about two to the right side. Well, at halftime, we'll have to talk about some of the 11-man games going on tonight. Sydney has a big one out at Dryden, and you know Norwich is trying to get back on their winning ways after starting 0-3. I'm sure we'll talk about all of that here tonight.
Definitely mention that Shenango Forks game last
week. Oh, we got to talk about that. Norwich and Forks, I've had a lot of people say, I'm still heartbroken. A week later, Norwich almost pulled it off.
In this position, you're not supposed to be a fan, but I'm definitely rooting for Shenango Forks to shock the section football world last night.
And here is Smith going to be running to the left side. UV chasing him in the backfield. He escapes two tacklers. And now they'll finally just tackle him down in the backfield. Butts came up as well for Unadilla Valley as Toscano. But a nice job there by Smith. Got away from two defenders before the curtain just closed on him.
So that first part of that play right there is exactly what Coach Regas was talking about when I spoke with him before the season even started, that UV really needed to work on their tackling, focus on their tackling. And with the way Alex Smith was able to get away from that, I was like, oh, no, here it goes again. But two defenders came right up, got him in the backfield, loss of three on the play. So it worked out for UV, and hopefully they can continue that form of tackling.
5:10 to go, first quarter, scoreless between UV and Oxford. This will be a third down and long here for the Blackhawks. We're going to have a flag as Brown runs to the outside here for the Blackhawks. Scoots his way up to about the 20, and we'll see what the flag is here. With 4:57 to go, first quarter, still scoreless between Oxford and UV. And we'll see who the penalty is against here. Looks like against Oxford.
Yeah, it looked like a block in the back or illegal block on the outside on the run there.
So this is going to push the Blackhawks back even more with 4:57 to go. In the first quarter, ball is currently at the 20-yard line, and we'll see if they have to punt this one away late in this first quarter. Fast-moving first quarter here between UV and Oxford. And back to receive at about the 50-yard line for UV. Butts is not back there this time, so we'll see. I think that's Merlot standing about. Yeah, it is Merlot standing at midfield as Oxford on fourth down after that penalty will look to punt this one away. Good boot here for the Blackhawks. Going to sail out of bounds. No, it's going to stay in at about the 40-yard line. Merlot makes a good play on it and somehow dives forward about 5, maybe even 8 yards before being knocked out of bounds at about the 32.
That's the type of ball that coaches are yelling, poison, get away, get away. And he picked it up and, you know, was able to get ahead for an extra 8-10 yards.
Yeah, that thing looked like it was in a dangerous spot. You didn't know if it was going to go out or not. And he ran right on and was able to get down to about the 35-yard line. So here's UV on their second possession. Two wide receivers to each side, going right to left. Butts is in the shotgun. Man in motion. They'll look to hand it off. No, QB keeper fakes the handoff. Butts over the 35 to the 34, but a good job there by the Oxford defense as Paul Baker came up to wrap him up.
Yeah, Paul Baker really read that play very well. He knew Butts was probably going to take it since there was nobody in the backfield, even though they did have a kind of a jet stream motion going there from left to right, and Baker was just right on top of it.
About a 2nd and 9 here for UV, going to be another QB keeper for Butts. Hits the pile hard, lowers his shoulder, gets to the 30, pickup of about 3, so this will be a 3rd and about 4 to go here for UV there at the Oxford 30-yard line. So UV trying to push it forward here after pinning Oxford deep. Blackhawks had to punt it away. And now going right to left, UV is down to the 30-yard line. And Merlot is in the backfield now. Butts is under center. No wide receivers to either side. Toscano is at the fullback position. They'll hand off to Merlot, but Oxford was right there to meet him at the line of scrimmage on a 3rd and 4. Going to be a 4th and 4 coming up. And, boy, Brady Smith was right there to lay a big hit there on Merlot.
You know, they do say wrestlers make the best tacklers, and that's Brady Smith's sport in the winter is wrestling. And he was right there, wrapped him up good, and brought him right down to the ground.
Timeout taken by the Storm. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 3:27 to go in the first quarter in this 8-man game between UV and Oxford. We're scoreless and be right back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, we are scoreless with 3:27 to go in the first quarter between UV and Oxford. Eight-man football tonight under the lights at Unadilla Valley. Nate Lull and Megan Schulz with you on WCDO. Here on fourth down, they're looking to throw over the middle, and it is intercepted, or will they say no, incomplete?
There is a flag down there.
Oh, there is a flag, so we'll see what the call is here. Either way, things not looking good on that fourth down play out of the timeout for UV. So it'll either be the interception or the turnover on downs, although we'll see what the flag is here.
Ineligible.
Yeah, going against Unadilla Valley, so Oxford is going to get the ball back here with 3:19 to go in this first quarter. A scoreless contest. Boy, last time we were here, I want to say it was like 28-21 in the first quarter. I mean, it was just a track meet so far tonight. A lot of good defense we're seeing, especially by both teams on the line, seeming to get a lot of penetration.
Well, when you just said how much time was left in the first quarter, I looked at my regular clock, and I was like, wow, it's only taking 18 minutes to get through a
flying, quarter. Flying.
But when you run the ball nonstop, and that's, I mean, we just saw our first pass play of the night. When you run the ball nonstop, the clock keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. So it's understandable why it's going so fast. I'd like to see a little bit more action.
3:19 to go. First quarter, Oxford will get the ball. Again, they're in the white tops with the red trim here tonight, the black pants and the red helmets going left to right. They'll take over on their own 30. And in the shotgun is Alex Smith. He's got a man in motion coming from left to right. That's Brown. They'll fake the handoff, instead go back the other way. Oxford can't get back to the line of scrimmage, though, as Brady Smith was tackled in the backfield. Nice job by UV. I think that was Colin Gilbert wrapping him up.
Unadilla Valley is getting a really good job getting in the backfield, disrupting the play pretty early. Does credit their defensive line, but the offensive line for Oxford is very young. I don't believe there's anybody on the starting offensive line that is over a sophomore right now. So that's kind of where the difference is coming in. You've got a couple of big veteran defensive linemen versus young youth offensive linemen.
Oxford's going to hand it off here. On first down, they'll look to get back to the line of scrimmage. Again, nowhere to go there, just a UV defense that is ready to go again. And I think Gilbert was in on that tackle. And I believe Timmy Postma was there as well. So 2:20 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless between UV and Oxford. So this will be third down. That was second, my apologies. So third down coming. And this is about a third and 11 at four Oxford. And they just haven't had a lot of luck running the ball here. So Smith is in the shotgun again, waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers, no, three to the left, one to the right. Smith's going to roll out, looking to throw. He's got the defense coming after him. They'll wrap him up in the backfield. Flag on the play, though, from the white hat judge. And we'll see. This is going to go against Oxford. So this UV defense continues to roll, and it's like they just know what's coming.
Yeah, and that the guy on the tackle there was Travis Knapp. He's the only sophomore, or excuse me, one of the four sophomores for Unadilla Valley. When I was first talking to Coach Regas in the beginning of the season, he was going to be the only sophomore on the team. But he did mention big time that Travis Knapp was going to see a lot of playing time, moving up from the JV level, and he's really filling his role here, filling in for, I forget who graduated that was big on the line for them last year.
Yeah, this whole UV team, I feel like a lot of the big pieces were coming back from a year ago. Minute 56 to go in this first quarter. Oxford has to punt it away. They will get it to midfield. Butts is going to field it there. Gets a little block. Gets up to the 40.
There he goes. He's got room.
To the outside. Pushed out of bounds at the 20. Had some room, as Megan said, and this is great field position for the Storm. Boy, it was like he downshifted, and he was into another gear there.
Yeah, David Tucker just barely got to him, or otherwise he was in the end zone. Tucker knocked him out of bounds to save the touchdown there.
So we've seen a lot of butts so far here tonight. Reifenberg has been in and out. He's in there right now. And I'm sure it's a challenge to figure out how do you use an athlete like him with that big cast on his arm. Minute 48 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless.
There was a flag on that. It looked like a block in the back against Unadilla Valley on the return. So we're going to bring it back a little bit further.
So instead of being down inside the 30, this ball is going to come all the way back out to about the, oh boy, they're marching this one, right up to about the 48-yard line. So a tough break as that was a nice return there for Butts, but instead UV all the way back up to midfield. So the Storm going right to left with a scoreless game, minute 48 to go first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. As here on first down, they'll hand off to Reifenberg. He hits the pile hard, good for about 3 yards on first down to the right wing side.
You know, that hand wrapped up could be a positive and it could be a negative. He might not be able to get that ball into the pocket like that, but he also has a little bit more less room for somebody to try and strip it.
Yeah, I wondered how his grip would be with that. Minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Butts is going to roll out. He's going to throw. He's got a wide receiver open. It's complete down to the 20, to the 15, and inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line for Colin Gilbert, the first pass play of the night. That is a completion here for UV.
Yeah, Butts rolled out there. Looked like he was going to take off down the near sideline in front of the Unadilla Valley bench, but he found his receiver down the field wide open, so he threw a nice little lob ball there, and Gilbert was able to catch it and come away with a little bit of an extra gain before Caden Collins from Oxford was right on top of him.
So a first and 10. They'll hand off to Merlo. Noah, QB keeper, going to be a little option pitch. Reifenberg sees daylight, and that's a UV Storm touchdown. Perfect sell on that fake, and UV gets on the board.
Yeah, I definitely thought Merlo had it, and then Butts read the option play perfectly, and Orlando caught it and ran it in there, and nice play for Unadilla Valley there with less than a minute to go in this first.
And you could just see it develop as soon as I think we both realized Merlo didn't have it. Butts with the great little pitch out to Reifenberg, and no problem catching that ball with that cast, and he's able to put it in. So it's a 6-0 lead for UV. 57 seconds to go first quarter, and they're going to go for two.
With the style of eight-man football, it's definitely more to see. They catch it?
Yeah, Reifenberg throws it over the middle on the two-point conversion, and the juggling catch here by Merlo is good. And UV takes an 8-0 lead. 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. A Blaine Reifenberg touchdown puts UV ahead 8-0 after the two-point conversion. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Christian Bowers on the return here for Oxford will work his way up the left sideline to the 35 after a really nice boot from Timmy Postma for UV. 44 seconds to go, first quarter. UV leads Oxford here under the lights in New Berlin at Unadilla Valley Central School after a Blaine Reifenberg touchdown. Nate Lull and Norwich Evening Sun sports editor Megan Scholes with you, and that was a nice drive there for UV to cash in on.
Yeah, and as I was trying to say at the end before, you know, I wasn't sure whether or not he caught that pass. You're going to see a lot more two-point conversions in the eight-man game. That's a big difference between the 11-man and eight-man. especially at the high school level, because there's not that many people on the line, so you don't have a kicker very protected.
Oxford's going to throw on a first down. They got a completion, and across midfield they go to the 40, to the 30, and Oxford is going to score with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter as David Tucker catches it on a slant from Alex Smith and takes it about 60 yards for pay dirt for Oxford.
Was it Tucker or Baker?
I think it was Tucker.
It was Tucker.
So 14 and 34. It is tough to see some of those numbers, but it was Tucker coming across the slant there, and boy, he turned down the Jets. He was gone.
I guess my more action wish came through very quickly.
So it's 8-6 with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. It was pretty much scoreless for the entire first quarter. Now we've had two scores pretty much back-to-back, and boy, what a way for Oxford to answer. So they're going to go for two to try to tie this game up, with 30 seconds to go first quarter. A little pitch to the outside. Uvie is right there. Postma on the tackle. So 34 seconds to go first quarter. A 60-yard pass taken to the house there by the Oxford Blackhawks, and David Tucker cuts it to 8-6. Uvie is on top by two. 34 seconds to go first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Megan Scholes with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. You can go back anytime. It's a free download to listen to these games, all at WCDOsports.com. 34 seconds to go, first quarter. We've had more action in the last minute than we did in the first 11 minutes of the quarter. Uvie leads 8-6. Uvie scored, and then, two plays later, Oxford answers back with a 60-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, and both passing games set up those two touchdowns. Of course, it only took one play for Tucker to get a nice end zone there.
That shows in the eight-man game. He got into that second level. He had one guy to beat. He was gone. And he was fast. He really turned the Jets on, as we said before the break. So Oxford is going to kick off. Butts will field this one for Uvie back at his own 20-yard line, and they'll say that he was down there at about the 22. So Uvie going right to left. How will the Storm answer with 29 seconds to go in the first quarter? So any out-of-town scores we should be keeping an eye on here. I'll try to get us a Sydney and Dryden update as well.
The only score I've gotten right now on our lovely Twitter feed that we both love to do is CV and Waverly, and Shenango Valley's up 13-7.
13-7, okay. Well, we'll get some score updates as there's a lot of games happening tonight. 29 seconds to go, first quarter. And this will be Merlo cutting through. He's at the 40 to the 50, down to midfield and into Oxford territory, wrestled down at the 45. Mitch Merlo doing a great job there to break a couple of tackles and then sprints free for about a 40-yard gain.
Here's what I've been looking for. Both of us, I think. It was a little bit of a chess match to go there the first 10 minutes of that quarter.
Yeah, and this is kind of what we expect from eight-man ball. That should be the last play of the first quarter. Time ticks down, and we'll start the second quarter after this break. Uvie here at home leading Oxford 8-6. It's eight-man football tonight here on WCDO, and we'll be right back.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. First play of the second quarter is a QB keeper for Kyler Butts. Works his way to the outside. UV switching ends of the field now, so now they're going left to right. And they are in Oxford territory across the 35 to the 34. Nate Lull and Evening Sun Sports editor Megan Schulz with you tonight. UV leads Oxford 8-6. UV with the ball. And Butts is going to take off once again across the 30, right up the gut, bounces to the outside to the 25 before he's roped down there. And on the tackle, Caden Collins helping out here for Oxford. And so, yeah, no, I think you're right. The pace picking up a little bit here. Both teams trying some new things. And, you know, both sides showing they have some athletes who can get it done.
Yeah, on that touchdown pass with Oxford there, I really thought Kyler Butts was going to be able to catch up to Tucker there as he was running down the field. He was very close, almost tripped him up by his shoelaces, but Tucker was able to run away and get into the end zone for the score.
Timeout taken by Oxford. We'll keep it right here, 11-12 to go in this first quarter. And it is UV leading Oxford 8-6. I did have one other out-of-town score update, was that Harpersville, Afton, and Windsor are scoreless at the end of the first quarter. We should have a Sydney and Dryden update as well. And let's see who else is on the old schedule here tonight. Of course, we'll have Walton and Delhi tomorrow. That game is at 1:30 over at Delhi. Should be a good one. So BG is at Deposit Hancock tonight, and these are the teams that we consider to be in our coverage area here. Green is at Groton. Harpersville Afton is at Windsor. We have Norwich at Johnson City. Oneonta's at Owego. We have Sydney's at Dryden, and Tioga is at Unitego Franklin tonight. Tomorrow, games with our local teams include Walton at Delhi and, you know, Sus Valley's at Whitney Point. So those are the two that we want to keep an eye on tomorrow. I think Walton and Delhi is going to be a ton of fun. It looks like the weather's going to be good. And if you haven't gone over to Delhi to watch a game, beautiful all setting right, for a yeah. game up there on the side hill. Really looking forward to that. And Norwich trying to bounce back here tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that at halftime. Talk about last week as well. Out of the timeout here on a second and short, Butts is going to roll out to the right side. He's got a receiver, and can he hold on inside the five? And yes, it looks like UV is going to have a complete pass there to Dawson Cashman. So they are at first and goal.
Yeah, Cashman looks like a typical tight end that you would see in an 11-man game. And he's lining up still. And are they calling him?
Flag on the play. And it's going to go against UV, so take away a nice juggling catch. As you said, looks like a tight end made a tight end type play, but the penalty hurting UV there. That's tough.
It's really tough because especially when you only have eight, how do you know who's an ineligible receiver downfield?
Yeah, there's a lot of different rules.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of different rules, but there is
right.
because of just the three players that you subtract from each side of the ball.
Yeah, so they're going to pull this all the way back out to the 30-yard line. And so this is going to be a second and six here after it was a second and short. So 11:03 to go here in the second quarter. Butts has got it again. He's going to take off to the 25 to the 20. Butts is going to keep it himself 15-10. Boy, are we going to see a flag here? Yeah, as that looked like a clothesline as Butts went down at about the 10.
But nearly the same play just ran again. Butts had the option of Dawson Cashman down the field. He also had Merlot wide open down the field. He decides to take it down the sideline himself and then gets clotheslined before he's brought down completely.
Boy, he did take a big clothesline there. So 10:54 to go in the first quarter. It's UV 8, Oxford 6. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. We always try to get at least one 8-man game in per year. And this has been the matchup the last couple of years. UV and Oxford is not a lot of teams have gone to 8-man in our local coverage area. Most teams are still 11-man. It seems like a trend that is starting to grow. Cooperstown is now in that way. And, boy, you're seeing a lot of teams across the state that are going to it because of low numbers.
29 is what our current total is at, 29.
So 29 across the state.
Three within Chenango County of my coverage area. We've got these two teams.
As Butts will look to run it up the middle, and a touchdown here for UV on a first down after that great run there by Butts and the penalty. So 10:41 to go first quarter, 14-6 to score. And, yeah, as you were saying, three in Chenango County.
Yeah, these two, Unadilla Valley and Oxford, both went to 8-man last year, and as well as Sherburne-Earlville. Mm. These two teams kind of knew ahead of time because their numbers were dwindling each season down further and further, and they made the decision before the season started, where Sherburne-Earlville was kind of a last-minute decision due to, you know, not very many numbers showing up the first practice. And, of course, with 8-man starting later, they decided to go to 8-man after the first three practices.
Butts is going to throw for the two-point conversion for Merlo. Did he haul it in? Yes.
Wow, what a catch.
Over-the-shoulder catch for Mitch Merlo. Two-point conversion is good. That's two back-to-back catches on those two-point conversions that were really, really nice. So we'll take a break. 10:40 to go here first quarter. UV pumps up the lead over Oxford to 16-6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
10:40 to go, second quarter. It's Unadilla Valley at home here tonight. 8-man football leading Oxford 16-6. UV will kick off after that little 10-yard touchdown run by Kyler Butts. And then the two-point conversion, another impressive catch by Mitch Merlo. So UV kicks off. Oxford's going to field it at the 30, and they'll just have to fall on it there. That was kind of pinballing around, and for safety's sake, they decided to just fall on it there. And so Gabe Barber, I believe, no, Justin Christian, falling on that one for Oxford. So 10:35 to go, first quarter, 16-6 the score. It was a fast-moving first quarter. Second quarter a little bit slower as teams have gone to the air a little bit here and trying some different things. We've also had some penalties slow some things down a little bit. So now Oxford, can they answer again like they did on the first drive? UV scored. Two plays later, they scored right back. So let's see what the Blackhawks offense has. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. And here is Smith. He's going to QB keep it to the right side. Nowhere to go. Postma is right there to rip him down, doing the work of a man on the D-line there.
Postma last year in 2018. Again, this is UV's first game, so he hasn't had any stats recorded until tonight. But he had 34 on the season last year and was UV's leading tackler. So he's not going to let too many people run away from him if they're running up the middle like Oxford has been these past couple of plays.
Boy, he was really, really strong last year. Just a great overall athlete here for UV. Smith's going to hand off here on second down and long, and they'll try to run it up the middle here with Brady Smith. And a couple-yard gain. It gets up to about the 35, so this will be a third down and about six to go. Oxford going right to left. And UV doing a nice job. You know, third and six is manageable, but it's a long way.
Still a lot you could do in your playbook with third and six.
9:35 to go here in the second quarter. Oxford, let's see if they decide to go to the air. Yeah, Smith can't hold on to the snap. He's going to have to fall on it as the UV defense was crashing in, and Colin Gilbert was coming in hard, and he's able to down him there. So a fourth down coming, and Oxford's going to have to punt it away, standing on their own 20.
Lock on play. It'll be about fourth and 8.
Would have been interesting to see what they were going to do there, but Smith couldn't hold on to the snap and just had to fall on it. So Butts will be standing to our left. He's at about midfield here under the lights tonight at UV. A nice crowd on hand for the first game of the year as Oxford gets ready to punt this one away. Nice night for football here in week four. This is a high kick in the air. Doesn't get a lot of distance on it. Bounces to about the 45-yard line. Butts makes a play like he might pick it up, but doesn't. So UV's going to have good field position about the Oxford 46 going left to right.
Almost bounced off the back of one of the UV's players there, coaching the box. Tell him, get away. You don't want to pick up a silly little turnover like that, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've seen UV pick that ball up in some tight situations so far here tonight. And you just never know. You know, it's like a game of hot potato, especially on punts and kickoffs. 9:15 to go first quarter. UV is on top of Oxford, 16-6. Nate Lull and Megan Schultz with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Big thanks to Jim for spending his time with us. Craig Stevens still kicking around at the studio as well, I believe. Butts here on first down gets roped around, maybe a gain of one, as Smith was there to wrap him up. That was Alex Smith on the tackle. This is big here for Oxford, I think, on defense. If they could get another stand, get the ball back. Time is moving here, 8:55 to go second quarter. If you could keep it manageable before half, you know, still a lot of time left in this ball game. Here is UV trying to march down once again. They'll go to Reifenberg into the second level. What a move, a juke to the outside. He's at the 30, 25-20. Instant offense here for Reifenberg, still on his feet. He's dragging tacklers all the way down inside the 10 to about the 5. Holy cow, what a run.
That was a beautiful run. Like you said, juke to the outside to get to the sideline. Had one defender to beat on the sideline, juke back to the middle. If it wasn't for that juke back to the middle, he probably would have been gone because Oxford was trailing from the middle to come pull him down for that tackle. But otherwise, that might have been another 6 points on the board for Blaine Reifenberg.
8:35 to go here in the second quarter, and UV's knocking on the door once again. First and 10, and they're inside the Oxford 10-yard line. Butts is going to hand off to Merlo. No, it's a QB keeper to the outside. The sweep, and Butts is in. That is a UV Storm touchdown.
That option again. He read that run option to the outside where he has the option to hand it off to Merlo. Doesn't, pulls it back, runs into the corner of the end zone before he had Reifenberg, just in case somebody came up. Either one of them were getting in the end zone, though.
And that's two touchdowns back-to-back now for Kyler Butts, and UV leads 22-6 with 8.5 to go here in the second quarter, and just UV using those athletes to their advantage. They're going to go for two. Reifenberg is set up on the interior spot here as a wide receiver on the right side. Butts is going to say, nope, I'll take it myself, and rolls into the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. So UV leads 24-6, 8.5 to go in the first quarter. The Storm putting on a clinic here at home under the lights in New Berlin, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and the rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 8.5 to go in the first quarter. UV leading Oxford 24-6. I do have a Sydney score update. End of the first quarter, Sydney's on the road tonight at Dryden, and Sydney leads 13-8. Dryden scored first, so that's the first time Sydney has been behind at all this year. So again, Sydney 13, Dryden 8, end of the first quarter, as the Warriors are on the road tonight, taking on Dryden. Sydney starts off the year 3-0, trying to go 4-0 here tonight.
Year after year, I just continue to see impressive numbers from their quarterback. It's one of the only offenses in high school football that you see that continuously passes the ball no matter who is taking the snaps for him. This year, it's Nick Gravel.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years, as UV kicks off, ball rolls out of bounds at about the 35, so that's where Oxford will start. You know, a couple of years ago, of course, they had Darren Smith. He was absolutely fantastic, a pure quarterback in every sense of the word. He leaves school early and goes to a prep school out in Arizona. Ryan Harris steps in, and a guy who hadn't played since JV, all of a sudden he's thrown it all over like he's John Elway. He graduates. Now Nick Gravel steps in. And he looks like he's been a 3 or 4 year star. It's been pretty incredible for Sydney.
And a lot has to do with the fact that not very many high school offenses do throw the ball. I mean, we've seen more passes here than I've seen in a long time. Norwich is picking up the offensive passing game, per se, because they've never been known for passing over the years. Since I was in high school, even before that, it was always run, 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 run. Right, and now Christy over there with Norwich is really picking up the passing game, and it's just more offenses are becoming spread out, and that's allowing the passing game. And Sydney just looks phenomenal out on the field.
We did Windsor and Deposit Hancock back in week 2, and Windsor threw it all over the place. So looking forward to see Sydney and Windsor go up head-to-head against each other. Here's a fumble for Oxford, but Alex Smith is able to fall on it here on 1st and 10 as Oxford taking over after the UV touchdown. It is UV 24, Oxford 6 with 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Oxford going right to left. They have the ball on their own 43-yard line. And, you know, UV's looked impressive here. Both sides have looked impressive, but UV just, once they've settled in here a little bit, they've been able to move the ball really nicely.
And their defensive line, I mean, you only have 3 on the line right now. They're playing a 3-3-2, which is a typical format for 8-man football. But their defensive line is really getting into that backfield and disrupting a lot of plays.
Here is Alex Smith, the QB keeper. He's going to try to take it himself, and he does. Picks up just about 11 yards. Going to be very close to moving the sticks here for Oxford. He's into UV territory. And he's up to about the 46-yard line here. 7:50 to go, second quarter. And it is UV leading 24-6. And Oxford's got those athletes, too.
I mean, Alex Smith last week against Newfield in the loss ran for 2 second-half touchdowns, but totaled on 18 carries, 250 yards. So
wow.
I'm really waiting for him to start finding the outside, getting to the holes, because he is super fast. I've seen him on a basketball court, and he gets end line to end line pretty quick. So definitely football, he can use his speed once he's able to get past that defensive line.
Man in motion, but Smith will keep it himself. Bounces to the outside. That UV defense giving chase, but he breaks free, gets into the second level across the 40, in between the hash marks, down to about the 37. And that's where Postma will bring him down. But again, another 8-yard run there for Alex Smith.
And maybe now that I say that, he's starting to get going again. We started action after I said it. Now he's starting to get go. I don't know. Maybe I should just call out a couple of things and see if it works out.
Well, Oxford, as we said, if they could get some more points on the board here before the break, it would give them a little jolt of energy. So they got 6.5 minutes about to do that, and they're marching pretty well on this drive. They're inside UV territory down to about the 36-yard line. Man in motion. They'll hand it off this time. UV defense sniffs it out. As that was Paul Baker trying to cut to the outside, guess who? Timmy Postma right there to drag him down by the ankles.
He read that beautifully. He had no room to run. Postma's a bigger kid, not the speediest kid, but he can wrap up. That's the biggest thing when you have 8-man and you're in the backfield. If you can wrap up, it doesn't matter if you're going up against somebody who's faster, quicker, anything. If you can wrap up in the backfield, you're going to bring them down, and that's what Postma's done last year, and he's continuing to start off this year with.
6:05 to go, second quarter. Unadilla Valley at home tonight, leading Oxford, 8-man football, 24-6. Man in motion again. This is going to be a 3rd and short here. Smith is going to try to take it himself. Runs to the outside, going to be close. UV in on the tackle there with Travis Knapp. Did he reach far enough? No, going to be 4th and inches, it looks like. So Oxford trying to keep going with that Alex Smith running game. And it's going to be close here. We'll see what I know they're going to go for it, but I'm interested to see what they're going to decide to do here, if they just try to plow forward or cut to the outside. We'll see.
Maybe try and draw them offside, get that 5-yard penalty.
So far, the UV defense has been stellar, only giving up that 1 touchdown so far, which was a 60-yard touchdown pass, slant over the middle, and they just took off with David Tucker. Besides that, it has been a lot of great plays in the backfield by the UV defense. 4th and 1, and a QB keeper. They're going to move the chains here across the 36 to the 35. Alex Smith gets just enough to keep that one going. So 5:11 to go in this second quarter. Again, UV leading 24-6. Stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some more out-of-town scores. We want to keep an eye on the Norwich game, the Sydney game, BG and DH. We'll see if we can get you an update on that. Unitigo's hosting Tioga tonight. And, boy, Tioga just looking really, really strong again this year for the D's. And, of course, Walton and Delhi tomorrow up on the hill at DA. Walton took Tioga all the way to the brink in week one, so I'm excited to watch the Warriors tomorrow. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. This will be a 1st and 10. They're going to hand off Oxford to the outside. Postma giving chase. Looked like Paul Baker slipped up a little bit as he tried to turn the edge on the right side and maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage.
I take that back about Postma not being able to get to the outside and take him down. He chased Baker there and brought him down pretty quickly. Yes, Baker did slip up, but Postma was right on his heels the entire time.
Yeah, nice job there by Postma. Again, we said it, he was great last year, but he's just been really solid, and I enjoyed watching him play baseball in the spring as well. I thought he was a solid player for the Storm, who combined with GMU and had a nice baseball season last year.
Yeah, and Matt Osborne had nothing but praise for him most of the year. He always came up with a good base hit and wasn't afraid every once in a while. I know Osborne pitched him once or twice, too, so...
Run to the outside here for Alex Smith, who's been a one-man wrecking crew on this drive here to keep the chains moving for Oxford. And this is going to be about a, boy, about an 8-yard pickup. So this is going to be maybe a little less than that. So a 3rd and 1 coming up here. He ran out of bounds. 3:43 to go, second quarter. 24-6 the score. The Storm on top of the Blackhawks here in 8-man action on just a perfect night for high school football under the lights here in New Berlin. But we can feel those cold weather days are coming.
I was out at a soccer game not too long ago, and it was pretty cold.
Just going to say, soccer this week, you go, and when the sun's up, you're wearing one outfit, and by the end of the game, you're wearing a whole other outfit. So here on a 3rd down and short, they keep it with Smith, and again, he moves the chains, a little sweep to the outside right side. Good for about 2 yards, and he needed one. So this is Oxford inside the 25 at about the 23-yard line. 3.5 to go. Clock is moving. They're trailing 24-6. This would be huge if Oxford could put some points on the board. You know, 24-12, 24-14 sounds a lot better if you're a Blackhawks fan, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And it's containable, especially with the high-paced, high-scoring atmosphere here in an 8-man game. You never know what's going to happen.
Smith bobbles the snap there, but then gets it back, runs straight forward in between the hash marks. Good for about 5.
And UV is doing a great job with their tackling. Again, it's something that Art Regas, head coach at the Storm, said at the beginning of the season that they were really going to have to focus on because they gave up too many tackles, too many breakaways last year. And they have done a really good job breaking down, making sure that the runner stays in front of them, and then wrapping them up and bringing them down.
2:35 to go, second quarter, still 24-6 the score. Oxford taking their time here a little bit, getting the play from the sideline. I'm sure Alex Smith's got to be a little tired here on this drive as he's been on a big part of the offense. Gets the play in the huddle, but you don't want to wish away too much time here. With 2:20 to go in this second quarter, here is Smith in the shotgun, and looks like a timeout going to be taken. And Oxford will take a timeout. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. 2:15 to go before the halftime break. It's UV 24 and Oxford 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:15 to go before the half, 24-6 the score, UV on top of Oxford, but the Blackhawks are driving. They are inside the 20, the UV defense trying to hold strong. Nate Lowell and Evening Sun Sports editor Megan Schulz with you tonight on WCDO, and good drive here for Oxford.
All right.
Absolutely. They're really putting something together. Like you said, Alex Smith, probably a little tired after that drive as he's continuing.
Smith hands off. They'll run to the outside. Therefore, David Tucker, he's knocked out of bounds. But again, moving the chains here, they're inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was the first or second play that Alex Smith hasn't run this drive. So he's handing it off, trying to hopefully get something going with some of these other players here so it's not just very predictable for the Storm.
First and goal here for Oxford. Smith wants to throw. He's got a man. This one is tipped, and good defense here by UV to knock it down. Over on the far side, that was Merlo making the play.
Pass was intended over there for Jake Smith, who is capable of coming down with that catch, but Merlo does get a hand on it and knocks it away in order to save the 6 points.
Well, we've seen those two acrobatic catches for the two-point conversions from Merlo, so we know he can go up and get it. With 2:02 to go in the second quarter, it's 24-6. UV is on top of Oxford, but Oxford knocking on the door here late in the second quarter. Now we'll have a whistle, and it looks like going to be a timeout taken here by the Blackhawks. So once again, we'll step away for 30 seconds with 2 minutes to go before the halftime break, and UV leading 24-6 here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2 minutes to go, second quarter, UV on top of Oxford, 24-6 under the lights at UV High School tonight. Glad to be here for this eight-man contest, and Oxford trying to punch it in as they will have a second and goal to go there at about the 7-yard line here going right to left.
All right.
Waiting for the snap from Alex Smith. Smith in the shotgun, wants to throw, goes to the outside, pass is complete, inside the 10, cutting back to the 5, so after all that, Reifenberg with the tackle on Christian Bowers, so we'll have third and goal to go, and maybe about a gain of 1 on the play.
Good wrap up there by Reifenberg, considering he's only got the one hand, really. Brings down the upper there.
Reifenberg wearing a cast, has to be wrapped up in some protective, it's pretty much a yoga mat around it, he said. It's got some tape on it. Broke his wrist in a scrimmage, but still out there, still able to play. I said, does it hurt? He goes, well, it doesn't feel great. That was his answer. So, minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Clock is still moving. This is going to be a third and goal to go for Oxford, going right to left. Three wide receivers split to the right. Man in motion from left to right. They'll hand off. Flag on the play. Hosma with the tackle on David Tucker. And we'll see who the yellow flag is against here with 1:08 to go here in the second quarter. Haven't seen the official signal yet on this flag.
No, they're tending to an injured player for Oxford down there. Samuel Grayson with a little lower body injury as he went down real quick, and they're tending to that before they make the call.
Yep, he's up on his feet here. Coaching staff coming out to get him, so he'll limp off, but good to see him get off pretty much under his own power. And so we'll see what the call is. UV goes quickly back over to the sideline to get a quick drink, have a word with Coach Regas. With 1:08 to go, second quarter, UV leading 24-6, and this is going to be against Oxford for a hold. And so this will back the Blackhawks up into the opposite direction, and boy, this would be a killer here for Oxford to make this beautiful drive, get all the way down here, run out of time, and not get any points on the board.
Absolutely. They've eaten up this clock. They're trying to get the last score because they kick off at the beginning of the second half.
And so Oxford will get pushed back to about the 20, maybe the 19-yard line. So this is going to be third and goal to go with 1:08 to go before the halftime break. So this is Alex Smith in the shotgun, trying to make something happen here. The UB defense trying to hold strong. He's got his man in motion once again, but another flag on the play with 1:03 to go. Second quarter again against Oxford. And an illegal motion is the call. And so this Oxford's just going in the wrong direction here. So trailing 24-6, they were inside the 10, and now the ball is going to get backed up outside the 20 to about the 23. So tough break here for Oxford, and it's kind of like you said, talking to their coaching staff before the game, little mistakes from a young team, so that makes it hard.
Yeah, they're definitely displaying their youth a little bit here with the holding and the false starts and all the little things that, you know, a veteran team on the opposite side of the ball is really able to handle right now. But
here we go on third down. Alex Smith takes off, and he's going to get knocked out of bounds across the 20 to about the 16. So fourth down coming up with 35 seconds to go. Again, our last score update that we had from Sydney and Dryden was the end of the first quarter. Sydney was leading 13-8, and I believe we have a Windsor update.
Yeah, Harpersville and Windsor actually tied now at 7 after a 62-yard run by Harpersville after Escalera. Ties it up. Windsor went on after a 6-yard run from a quarterback keeper, and Harpersville Afton ties it up with a 62-yarder.
You know, wasn't sure what to think of the Hornets. They started the year tough loss to Del High. Since then, they have played some really good football. So has Del High. Been some really nice surprises from teams that, you know, have been building the last couple of years, but good to see them have some success.
Yeah, I mean, Harpersville Afton came off a 2-7 year last year and really have turned it around pretty quickly.
Fourth down here for Oxford. Smith tries to throw to the far side, and it is incomplete. So the UV defense somehow holds strong with 32 seconds to go in the second quarter. And the Oxford offense comes up empty. That one could sting there for the Blackhawks.
It could, again, and it could be the first half like happened last week with Newfield. Those very untimely little mistakes could come back to haunt them.
So UV leads 24-6 over Oxford with 32 seconds to go in the second quarter. And so we'll see what UV decides to do here. They are going left to right. They're going to pick up the ball at about the 15-yard line. And let's see if they want to get a play and just run some time off. They'll hand it off up the middle to Merlo. He's immediately tackled there by Baker. And so 24 seconds left. We'll have a timeout taken here by UV. So UV coaching staff saying, hey, we want to milk as much as out of this as we can with these last 24 seconds.
Yeah, I think that was their final timeout of the half.
So UV hoping to use as much as they can here, leading 24-6. Boy, you maybe put some more points on the board if you could get a big play. That would be huge if you're the Storm. So we're getting a big night across the local football scene. We'll try to update you as much as we can during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Nice to get in a 8-man game here tonight between UV and Oxford. We'll be back to 11-man action tomorrow. Walton and Del High over at Delaware Academy. Chris Capello will be joining me tomorrow. If you remember Chris, if you're a longtime CDO listener, did many games, basketball, football, you name it, probably in the mid-2000s. And into, 2010, somewhere in there, he was doing a lot of games. And going to be glad to have him back. Still helps out with our canoe regatta coverage. So glad to have Chris tomorrow as Tim Cutting, the slacker, will be on vacation this week and next. So waiting for the snap. Out of the timeout, UV with the ball. Butts is going to pull it down. Dancing around in the backfield, trying to find some room to work with. Goes left and now cuts all the way back to the right. Clock is moving down to 15. He wants to throw. Throws up a little bit of a Hail Mary and just knocked away incomplete at midfield. Looked like that was going to somehow find its way into the hands of Merlo, but gets knocked down.
I wasn't sure if it was going to end up in Cashman's hands, Merlo's hands, the Oxford defender, because there were three Oxford defenders down there. Of course, there's a flag on the play.
So we have seen a lot of flags here in this second quarter, and we'll see who this one is on. With 8 seconds to go before the halftime break, 24-6 is the score. And UV doing everything they can to try to make a big play happen. Haven't seen the official make the call yet. They are over talking to Jake Smith, and believe this one is going to go against Unadilla Valley. Well, with all that running in the backfield there for Kyler Butts, I am sure that maybe there was some sort of a block in the back at some point.
Actually, I think it was a lineman downfield again. That much time down the field, 9 times out of 10, an offensive lineman is trying to hold their block as long as they can, but sometimes they feel like maybe the guy took off, ran downfield, get downfield, and, of course, they're an ineligible receiver at that point in time.
So UV is going to let the time run out, and that'll bring up our halftime score of UV 24 and Oxford 6. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, UV leads 24-6 over Oxford at the break here in 8-man football tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, rely